A curious case of eavesdropping emerged from neighboring Slovakia on Thursday after a Czech journalist working for a Slovak newspaper was accused of trying to bug cabinet meetings. The journalist, Václav Nekvapil, faces up to 2 years in prison after hiding his mobile phone in the prime minister's office. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Rob, tell us more about this unusual case.
Right, Pavla. Well, the journalist is called Václav Nekvapil. He works for the Slovak weekly Plus Sedum Dni, and he's been charged with attempting to bug a meeting of the Slovak cabinet by secreting his mobile phone into the room where the meeting was held. He has admitted taping the phone to the underside of Slovak Prime Minister Mikuláš Zurinda's desk during an open day at the cabinet office, for which he faces up to 2 years in prison and deportation from Slovakia if he's found guilty.
Right, and what was Mr. Nekvapil's defence?
Well, he says he was just testing the Slovak government's security, but it seems that the Slovak authorities have taken a rather dim view of that defence and have pressed charges.
And what's been the reaction among the Slovak public?
Well, for an answer to that question, I spoke earlier to Lubomir Šulko. He's from the mass circulation newspaper Nový Čas.
I think for Slovak public it's something funny, but in fact it's not really funny when somebody tries to listen to Prime Minister in the phone, this on the table. It's quite funny for people, but, you know, it's not funny in general.
So the public haven't really taken this story very seriously then?
Yes, not very seriously, I think.
But you think it is something that should be of some concern to the authorities in Slovakia?
Of course. I think it's serious when somebody tries to do something like this, you know, to Prime Minister, that is head of state in some way.
And what conclusions will the Slovak authorities draw from this incident? Will security be tightened in the Slovak Prime Minister's office?
I don't think so, because it was the security was okay. No problem with security, because they have found the mobile before. It was something down with that, something bad. So the security was okay. There's no problem with security. They have done a great job, I think.
But do you think perhaps they will think again before opening the doors of the Slovak Prime Minister's office to the public?
Yes, on that day they should be more careful in the future.
And that was Lubomir Šulko from the newspaper Nový Čas. Perhaps, Pavla, the Slovak government will keep a closer eye on visitors next time they open the doors to the public.
Thank you very much. That was Rob Cameron.